Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A new AM Best report describes how favorable underwriting results in the U.S. directors and officers' liability line will likely add downward pressure on rates amid decreased demand in the segment. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to discuss this development and a few others in this line of business are the authors of the recently published report, Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Analyst Christopher Graham. And David, are we seeing a shift in strategy when it comes to pricing for monoline D&O?
John, I definitely think we just take it back a couple of years and we look at, you know, what we were looking at in the marketplace for a good 10 years prior to 2020, right? During that period, the market competitiveness for D&O liability had driven rates down to a point where they were clearly inadequate for the changing litigious exposure and just the changing landscape of risks that were facing corporate directors and officers. So from a period of about 2020 to maybe mid-2022, we definitely saw a spike in average rates on renewals for D&O liability risks. And that what we've seen since then over the last 18 to, I guess, maybe 24 months is decided softening in the market. And so, you know, what we're looking at, what AM Best is looking at, is really where we are currently as we assess the fact that results have been pretty favorable recently. But again, as the rates have been going down and softening, the consideration is how long results can continue to be favorable, or whether we're going to get to a point where, like we saw for that 10-year period beforehand, where prices were, inadequate. I think what we've seen is that companies have really tried to dig into what they see in their portfolios in terms of the risks that their accounts are facing and their risk classes, the risk classes that they put out D&O liability insurance for. I think they've really tried to drill down on that so that they're taking, their pricing now, even though it's maybe more competitive, at least it's better informed maybe than it was for that 10-year period where it was just market pressure driving prices down. So we've definitely seen a market shift. And from AM Best perspective, we're trying to, anticipate what that's going to mean as we go forward from a result standpoint for the D&O liability market.
So what are some of the potentially negative factors that need to be monitored as we move forward?
Well, I think the first one I can think of would be just rising settlement and litigation costs. And I think, we've been seeing things trending in that direction in terms of settlement, average settlement costs and just litigation costs overall rising and what that's doing from a claim perspective in terms of claim dollars being paid out. So, we're trying to see if those negative trends are going to start eating into the profitability for D&O liability insurers. Social inflation and litigation financing and how that's impacting some of those loss trends. But just the fact that those particular factors aren't going away and may even be getting more cemented in the marketplace, how insurers are really looking at their risks and how they're underwriting to ward against those types of exposures. I think that's, those are things that we're looking at. I think there are expanding exposures that are on the plate of directors and officers from the standpoint of just, disclosure requirements for, government, environmental, social, and governmental oriented risks, or even cyber related risks. So those kind of disclosure requirements put more risks on at the feet of directors and officers. So I think there are a number of different factors that could challenge direct D&O liability underwriters. And again, those are some of the things that we're looking at, and we think they may be headwinds that, are impacting the market. Well, when we look at, the recent monoline trends in terms of profitability, but some of the headwinds that could, deter those results from being sustainable as we go forward.
Chris, David talked about litigation. How is the level of litigation impacting the segment's performance?
Securities class action litigation is one of the biggest drivers behind losses in the D&O segment. And, what we saw in the late teens was a spike in the number of security class actions claims. And that, drove the losses way up and brought about the hard market pricing that David, referenced earlier. The concern now is that you still have if you look at the number of class action claims over the last 5 years, half of them are still open. So as much as the results have been good for the last couple years for D&O, the number of open cases from a few years back is still a little worrisome. You know, all it would take is one or two cases to have a really large jury verdict, and that will affect not just that case, but the settlement values of all the other cases, you know, that are waiting. So the litigation does drive a lot of the results here, and the fact that we still have so many outstanding is one reason to temper, you know, the good results, not to be so optimistic on them yet. And you know, another part of that is right now, you know, for the last 18 months, we've seen much less in the IPO segment throughout, or the IPO sector throughout, you know, most of corporate America. So with that, there's less demand for D&O as well. Now, you know, when those IPOs start picking up again, what's going to happen? That's an unknown. You know, we don't have a crystal ball to see that. But again, you know, one or two cases could create an inflationary environment on settlements.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What role are surplus lines carriers playing in this segment, both traditional and some of the more recent entrants?
Historically, surplus lines had about 6-7% of the market for D&O. And I'm using this as a time marker, not a cause, but since the pandemic, it's been about 10%. There's a big jump with the hard market that surplus lines carriers came in and took up a lot of business, whether it be, you know, raising rates on the business they already had or getting new policies. They do have now about 10% of the market by premium. And even as the premium dropped off in the last 2 years, they still maintain that 10% level. So they're holding their market share pretty well. And because they came in and didn't have necessarily the legacy losses of, you know, the other carriers, their calendar year results have actually even been better than the segment as a whole. So that's another thing that might put some downward pressure on pricing overall until everything stabilizes, whether it be, you know, a return to, a normal IPO market, or these open cases get not necessarily settled in a loss, but resolved, whether there's a payment or it's thrown out or dismissed. So there's a lot of uncertainty with that, and you know, that's going to push, you know, as long as it's there, the surplus lines carriers, I think, are going to be able to do pretty well.
David, any concerns about soft pricing in the segment, especially as it pertains to loss reserves?
Well, I think there definitely is, and I think that's one of the things that we talk about in our report with regards to open claims from even earlier accident years. So there's still, you know, we've still seen some adverse development on the open claims from the 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020 years, and we'll continue to monitor that. The fact that the pricing has been relatively soft, like I said, over the last 18 to 24 months, if, as these claims, as Chris mentioned, are resolved, so these older accident year claims are resolved, if we start seeing the claim settlements go higher, or we just see the numbers start trending higher from that perspective, it may mean that the premium that's been gotten from by the insurance companies in 2022 and 2023 when rates have been going down may not prove to be adequate as we go forward, again, based on what we're seeing from a trend standpoint in terms of some of these older claims closing. And like I said, you know, there are other headwinds that we talked about earlier, the social inflation, litigation financing, those types of things that are still need to be factored into what we're going to be looking at on a going forward basis. And again, the degree to which soft pricing will, you know, make the premiums that are being collected for some of those types of risks may make them inadequate as we look forward. That's just something that we'll continue to looking at the monoline results, and we'll continue looking at what companies are doing in terms of their reserves and if they're padding their reserves for the open claims. And that will let us know, that will let the market know, you know, how sustainable the more recent favorable results are. So that is definitely something that we're looking at. And it is something to be concerned about as we look at the D&O liability market over the, you know, near to medium term.
Thanks, David. Chris.
You're welcome, John.
That was Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Analyst Christopher Graham. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.